Good evening and welcome to the OFM Business Hour. I'm Nick Evstathio, the CEO of the Central Media Group. So, last week, Russia and the Ukraine got into a war. What now for the South African economy? I'm joined this evening by Waldo Krichel, professor in economics at the Northwest University Potchefstroom campus. Good evening, Waldo. How are you?
Good evening, Nick. I'm well, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you.
Thanks for always being available to us. Now, tell me, do you think it's too early to say how Russia's invasion of the Ukraine will impact South Africa's economy in the long term?
Yes, it's early to say. There are a few short-term indicators that are already crystallizing, but the long run, we'll have to say and see what happens.
Now, the obvious short-term economic factors, I mean, we can look at such as inflation rates, interest rate hikes, are they coming?
Yes, definitely on the inflation side, we see the oil price spiking, and that feeds into our fuel price, which leads on to inflation, and food prices as well. Everybody's been having a look at these really high prices for grains and for sunflowers, and that's also going to feed into our inflation rate. And once inflation starts to get going, the Reserve Bank will have no choice but to increase interest rates as well.
You're listening to the OFM Business Hour. I'm Nick Evstathio, the CEO of the Central Media Group. I'm joined by Waldo Krichel, professor in economics at the Northwest University. Professor, energy prices, you talk about the oil price. There's a lot of speculation going around, stories being written by highly regarded journalists and reporters about 40 rand a litre, do you think?
40 rand is tough. The Bureau of Economic Research, I think, does really good work. They're estimating maybe a 2 rand per litre increase next month. But looking beyond, that's quite difficult because no one knows where this war is going and when the uncertainties around oil and energy will be reduced, at least.
Looking at all these impacts, I mean, Russia's invasion of the Ukraine definitely will have an impact on South Africa's economic recovery. I mean, I read earlier that last quarter, 1.2% growth, but it's very much going to slow down now. In which sectors do you think we're going to see a slowdown?
It's mainly the consumers and fixed investment that are going to struggle. Because of the higher inflation rates and higher prices for a lot of things, consumers will be under pressure, and their contribution to growth is going to be limited due to this. And once there's an interest rate cycle that just goes up, that's going to limit investment as well. I think the sectors that are going to do well in South Africa are of course, mining. Our minerals are in demand and the prices are high. And agriculture as well. So those two, I always want to say, stalwarts of the South African economy, they look set to do well this year.
So I wanted to talk to that. I mean, in Central South Africa, we've got a rich mining heritage. Will it be platinum? Will it be diamonds? Will it be gold? Where can we or should we be looking to invest now?
Both platinum, palladium, rhodium, all those prices are really high. Gold almost doubled in the past week or two. And gold as well. The gold price is at high levels. So I think it's a general lift off of commodity prices that will benefit South African mining companies.
So the Russia and Ukraine war, definitely an impact on the South African economy. In Central South Africa, what kind of impact on the agricultural sector?
Agricultural sector is going to benefit from high commodity prices as well. But there's an input side to the story. We know that Russia is a major exporter of fertilizer. And the inputs to fertilizers, those prices have really increased. And that's going to have an impact at least on the farmers planting winter crops soon. What's going to happen by the time the next summer season starts, we'll have to see. No one's quite sure yet how that war is going to turn out.
You're listening to the OFM Business Hour. With us this evening is Professor Waldo Krichel, Professor in Economics at the Northwest University Potchefstroom campus. Professor, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.